The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, and Board Game Man, and this is your news for the week of May 22nd, 2023. So there's a ton of information this week, and I'm going to go through some very, very quickly in the interest of time. But be sure to check out the show notes at majorspoilers.com for all the links of things that I am talking about this week. So the biggest news that came out this month is kind of hot off the heels of what is very likely a very, very novice-friendly collectible card game, or CCG, Lorcana, that Disney is putting out. FFG, or Fantasy Flight, they announced the new Star Wars CCG called Star Wars Unlimited, which is also going to be releasing next year. So for full information, or anyone who might be new to tabletop gaming or some of this news, CCG is collectible card games. So think of things like Magic the Gathering or Pokemon, where you're buying packs of cards that have randomized cards. Now, FFG is also known for their LCG model. That's the living card game. And now that comes in both competitive and co-op forms, things like Marvel Champions or LCG, as is Arkham Horror LCG. It's kind of their own, I guess it's their own trademark thing, where a living card game where everything basically comes in a box, and then they'll also release different packs and such, but you're not really chasing randomized things in LCG, whereas CCG is collectible card game model. So now, not a whole lot is known about the Star Wars one. In fact, it's, other than the fact that it's kind of been in development for 3 to 4 years. But here's a spattering of information that I've been able to kind of dig up and saw out there. First, it's reported to be a very new player friendly, but they're striving for a robust community with new players and hardcore alike. I know that's nearly the biggest contradiction that you'll ever hear in terms, kind of, you know, also kind of what Lorcana is trying to do. Disney Lorcana trying to also do the novice or gateway game, but also be there for the hardcore, because honestly, you kind of want the hardcore people to just keep buying, but you want to bring in a lot of these newer players because of the IP, whether it be Star Wars or Disney, just to get more money. I mean, it's all about making money, but you want to put out a good game as well. But anyway, I'm cautiously optimistic that it's going to be good because of that weird smattering. They also said there's not going to be any rarity in this one, just chasing some alternative art for some of these cards, or I guess, or foil or things like that. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to work in a CCG community in that sense, because you got to remember, you know, half the thing about getting these randomized packs is trying to get that ultra rare. You know, you may buy a big old box of Magic the Gathering cards that just get one ultra rare card, or in a lot of the other things where you would get a box of DC Dice Masters just to get one or two of those really rare cards that may be worth like $100 or just rare in general. But anyway, we'll see how that is, since that's kind of half the thing. We'll see what else is, see how they're going to manage that and see what that'll mean for it. But the game is also going to revolve around two battlefields, one being a space battlefield or lane, I guess you would call it, and one being ground combat. And there being troops deployed to each, or I guess, or spaceships and such in space and such. So you're going to have a leader as well as you're going to be put into play. And you'll be doing certain things that'll be different for each leader to get out into play, like on the ground to be a general or a leader out, you know, rather than just in front of you. It'll actually be something you can command on a battlefield, and also have bases. So you're basically trying to destroy through the person's base. Now, this is not the first time FFG or even others have put out a Star Wars CCG or LCG. So Decipher Games, they had a really robust CCG in the late 90s, which was a ton of fun. Also, Fantasy Flight had Star Wars, the card game, which I still own, which was an LCG. It's really, really good, but it didn't last very long, and it was still kind of fun. Maybe a little bit complex for that kind of space, but it's still pretty good. And of course, we can't forget another CCG with Star Wars Destiny. That was one with dice. Man, it was so good. I really loved it. It was very easy to get into. I played it with my kids. I really, really liked it, and kind of collecting the different packs that did happen to have dice in them at times. Man, it was just really, really cool. So anyway, to say I'm guarded on this one is a bit of an understatement. Again, I'm sure I'll dive into it and see how it is, but it'll be out next year. And I'll have more information likely as I come across it. I don't know if I'll kind of overdo it. Maybe I'll kind of put out the different packs and such. Maybe some more smattering some more information on the other sets they've already announced. But we'll see how it goes. But also, I'll throw in the show notes a good video from a good buddy and often my third chair co-host of Geek All-Stars, David Waybright and Man vs. Meeple. They did have a lot of this information and some more in a video that I will link in the show notes here and their thoughts about this as well in a CCG. So speaking of LCG, a pair of Marvel Champions releases to note as well. So there's two hero announcements and they're both in the same month. So first up is the Angel Hero Pack for Marvel Champions, the card game. This will be out in September, as will the second one, which is Psylocke. It's we're going to have Angel and Psylocke. Now, they'll both be about $17 as they are now, as these packs are. So first, we've got Angel. It comes with the protection cards. Now, of course, I know you can put whatever one you want, but a lot of times you just go with the pack that they give you in these sets, and it just kind of works really, really well. But the gimmick for Angel is he's got three main cards, hero cards versus a normal two. So you can have Angel, Archangel, or Warren Worthington are the different forms you can turn into. And then you've got Psylocke with her normal two forms, and she also has Psy Knives and Psy Katanas and a Justice deck. So looking great. Just love. I mean, Marvel Champions is so good. So much fun. Hey, there's also a new class coming out for Munchkin. Steve Jackson will release the Druid class pack later this month. It'll be about $20. It's going to have its own release, so, kind of its own little standalone thing. So you will need the base game or any one of those base sets to be able to use this class. And it'll have the usual 112 cards. Like I said, I'm pretty sure it'll be $20 once it is released. Asmodee is going to release Archaeus Society. This is a re-implementation of the game Ethnos, both by Paolo Mori. And this will be out next month. I'm not really sure. I think this will probably be about $40, $50. Ethnos was a really cool game. And of course, same thing as what will be here. Archaeus Society, just basically a different kind of skin with some updating. Now, what you do is you've kind of got different sets that you're collecting. And then you're going to be playing these things out on these armies kind of out onto the board, which will kind of give you each set has its own kind of powers or abilities that go with it. But when you do play them, you'll kind of open yourself up to other people being able to take things that you were in your hand. So you've got kind of some push your luck, you got some set collection, and you got some area control, and you got some drafting out there. It's got some really cool art. This one is out by Space Cowboys. It'll be 2 to 6 players. But this is about an hour. This is another one of those super fillers, but very, very cool. And I guess kind of the different theming, the different art is maybe a little bit more. Ethnos, while really, really cool, had more of a dark fantasy kind of theme to it. Looked great to me, but may turn some people off. Who knows? And speaking of re-implementation, here's a re-implementation of a real re-implementation. Yeah, you heard me right. It's got the next thing of a next thing of a next thing. So one of the most popular Reiner Knizia games. I mean, it's not really my favorite. I didn't really like it, but it's a very, very popular game. Tigris and Euphrates. It's an older game, probably about 20 years old or so. There was a re-implementation of it called Yellow and Yahtzee. And now Phalanx Games will be releasing Hong, which is a new version of Reiner Knizia's Yellow and Yahtzee. And this one will be out in October. Again, not quite sure the price, but this isn't a really large game, so probably about $40, $50 or so. Again, 2 to 4 players, plays in about an hour and a half. It is kind of a medium weight game, very, very abstracty, where you're kind of putting out tiles. You're kind of making the board as you go, kind of the way that different things expand. So it's tile placement. You're given different, there's different leaders out there that you're given, and each leader used to collect victory points in the different categories. And of course, you score at the end of the game based on the number of points in your weakest category. That's a very Reiner Knizia thing for you to have the different types of scoring. You know, a lot of times you'll have things that are either the second best scoring. This one is your least best scoring, or a lot of times, or even kind of your average score. A lot of times there's a lot of different wacky scoring, but this one is your weakest category. So you really can't overdo it into one, which sometimes you get a one ahead of the others and you're just trying to build everything up because you can kind of counter off of each other or use each one. But interesting there. Tigris and Euphrates is a good game, but it's just not my cup of tea. It's very abstracty, but a lot of people absolutely love it. So this one, being off of the re-implementation of Tigris Euphrates of Yellow and Yahtzee, but it should be good. I'm sure if you're kind of the abstract type person and you like these sort of things, you will absolutely love it as well. So Finally, Atomic Mass has announced two more sets in that upcoming Star Wars Shatterpoint skirmish game. I talked about this about a month ago, and it looks really good. Very expensive, but it looks really cool. Now, so like I said, Atomic Mass is going to be putting out two sets. Well, one's a set and one's a squad pack. So first is going to be You Cannot Run. That's a dual pack, and that'll be $90. And the other one's a squad pack called Jedi Hunters. They will both be releasing in July. I'm sure you'll be able to get them at Gen Con and such. And I think the big release for this Shatterpoint is next month or July. So we're coming soon. Again, I can't even remember what I talked about last month. But anyway, so the dual pack is going to have Obi-Wan and Vader in a terrain piece. And then the Jedi Hunters has the Grand Inquisitor with Reva, who's the third sister. You'll have the fourth sister and the fifth brother also in that pack. So should be a lot of fun. I think this game is going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you're into the squad-based and the, you know, kind of the expensive miniatures, because I think I don't mind the price if they're all painted and they look really nice. I guess that would be just fine to me. But it looks great. Well, I can't wait to try this game out as well. Hey, some digital news for once in a while. Direwolf Digital has announced it's going to be putting out Clank for Digital. Now, I'm hoping there'll be, you know, some expansions in there kind of planned, like Clank Catacombs and the other expansions that make it a little more complex, and especially Clank Legacy. Now, they kind of announced this on top of their Clank Legacy 2 Acquisition Incorporated's Darkest Magic. That is a Kickstarter that is up right now. That'll be our first one, switching into Kickstarter now. Well funded. This one has about a week to go. Of course, if you like Clank. So what Clank is a deck building dungeon crawl. You're basically going into a dungeon, making some noise. The clank is the noise there. The more you noise you make, the more chance you are to get damaged by the dragon when a dragon or whoever it is in the different clank versions wakes up and then attacks everybody and does damage. You take too much damage, you're dead. If you're able to get out of the dungeon, then you can live with your spoils of the dungeon crawl. Really, really fun. I absolutely love the deck building mechanic. One of the best deck building board games. I think it was probably on my list of deck building and board games in the top five, but got about a week to go. It has well funded, and you can get in on this one here for about $100 for the associate pledge for this Clank Legacy 2. Now, what Clank Legacy does is brings the legacy aspect where you're changing cards, changing the board, changing the story, really good, and it brings that whole theme of Acquisitions Incorporated. You can also pledge $180 for the upper management pledge, which gives you Clank Legacy Acquisitions Incorporated and Clank Legacy 2 as well. And again, one of the kind of the packs or the things that did a stretch goal was announced the fact that they're going to be putting this out on digital. Next up in the crowdfunding, or I guess we're going to go with the, I want to mention these two real quick. So French Quarter from the Fleeples, from Matt Riddle and Ben Pinchback, that'll be coming out May 30th. I'll probably cover it on the next show because it'll be going on, but just want to give you a heads up on that one. Another one of their kind of loaded rolling rights based out of New Orleans, or what the theme is based out of New Orleans and kind of being a tourist going around New Orleans. Really cool. I got an early copy of this, or an early kind of prototype copy of this, and it's just as fun as what you would expect between Three Sisters and also Fleet the Dice game has that same kind of feel to it, and French Quarter is no different. It looks really good. Also, Shards of Infinity is going to have a master set coming out this summer on Kickstarter, so look for that. I'm sure I will mention it once it comes out. I absolutely love Shards of Infinity because it is, as I like to say, a great deck building game. This is a good one-on-one deck building game. There's a digital implementation, which is really good. You can play it turn-based as well for Shards of Infinity, and the regular game is really cool. Kind of takes Ascension and kind of ratchets it up a bit, more of a damagey, whereas Ascension is just about getting points. This Shards of Infinity is about doing damage to your opponent. I'll mention both of those once they come out. So next up, I've got a bunch of things that are, you know, up the Dan alley, like I always love to talk about, and then things that I'm just kind of like interested in because it's just see how it is. So this next one is one of these that I kind of want to see how it is. This is Dead Cells, the Roguelite board game. This is explore the ever-changing island of Dead Cells and its ruthless co-op Metroidvania dungeon crawler. Explore, kill, die, mutate, repeat. Got about a week and a half to go. This one is put out by Scorpion Mask, and it got about, I think it's about $66 to get in on the regular pledge, or there's, of course, the collector's pledge, which is $86, and that's not really a bad price anyway. I do love these kind of co-op roguelite type things. Kind of reminds me again, of a Slay the Spire kind of feel. And it looks good. Got some good minis, some great art, and I think the gameplay is going to be on point. So definitely check this one out, Dead Cells, the roguelite board game. Next up, another one of these expansions of a really cool-looking game that Heck, I might have even talked about it last year or the year before here on Munchkinland, but I just don't remember it. But this is an expansion called Wishland Dreams from America. And again, you hit my weak spot when you're talking about kind of these board games where you're making a theme park. This one, a lot of times, the theme park making games are all about polyominoes and such like that, but not this one. This one is more of a Euro type. When you're kind of making your theme park, it is more Eurocentric looking here, with making cards and having things, different tracks going up and down. The art looks great. Looks like a ton of fun. This one is put out by Carlos Michan, who is the creator, and you get in on just the expansion for about $21 US. You can get the base game and the expansion for $64. That's a really good deal. Or you can get the all in with all sorts of different additions, and I guess the metal coins, the better meeples, and other such. But you can get the stretch goals for all of these as well. This is well funded, and you got about a week and a half to go on this one. And another really cute one that I kind of like the engine building look to it, Raising Robots. This is by Nauvoo Games. You can gear up for an expert level engine building game with adorable robot companions. I guess I'm saying expert level just means it's kind of a medium to heavier weight Euro. It doesn't really look like that when you look at the art on there, but a really cool tableau building, has some good real Euro elements, and it looks very, very cute. And kind of the way that you're kind of simultaneously selecting which action you're going to do, there's five main phases and everyone's selecting two of them. It kind of reminds me of like Race for the Galaxy or Roll for the Galaxy, where you're selecting different things. Yeah, really cool. I really do like the way it, you know, those type of games. So this one looks great. You can get in on it for about $49 US, or of course the, as everything has, deluxe version for $69 there. Again, this one is well funded and about a week and a half to go. I want to talk about next on GameFound. Again, this is one where I may have talked about the base game years ago or may have missed it. I just love the look of this one, and I love this type of game. Sky Tier Horde. This is a solo or co-op castle defense card battler. I absolutely love castle defense. I absolutely love solo games. So count me in. And you can get in this one for about, I think it's 50 euros, which should be right around 50 US as well. And this is kind of an expansion where you've got the base game and a deluxe expansion. I believe you can get in all in with both of them for that 50 euros. The art looks great, just has a real cool aesthetic to it. And yeah, I absolutely love this thing. Well funded. You're going to have to get in this one pretty quick, but like most GameFound, they'll have late pledges, so I don't think you'll miss this one. There's only a few days left as of this recording, but I'm sure you'll be able to get into it. And finally, Jason Tagmeier, one of my favorite designers, and he runs Button Shy, which are all those small kind of wallet looking games. And a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are solo. I don't think all of them are solo, but a lot of them are just absolutely great games. This is his Button Shy reprint campaign for the spring of 2023. And it is also got about a week to go. And depending on how many of these different games, again, each one of these games are small. These are like the 20 card games, 18 to 20 card games. You can get in, you can get all five of them that are reprint for $51. And they've got a list of all the different games that printing. What I want you to do is when you go there, either go to Button Shy themselves, or you can even put it on a campaign. Tell them you want a reprint of Cow Tiger Santa Claus, which is one of the greatest kind of road trip games you could play. It just kind of has this game where you're kind of doing things where you're looking for certain things as you're going around the countryside. You have an easy, a medium, and a difficult thing to find. It just makes going in a car a lot different. That has nothing to do with these five games, because in this one, you can get one of these five. You can get Circle of the Wagons, Count of the Nine Estates, Liberation, Penacwark, which is another great game, Forest Sky Open Air Expansion. You can get a lot of those different games, a lot of great games, but I just want you to tell Jason that Dan said, we need Cow Tiger Santa Claus, because we really need a reprint of that game. Anyway, that is your Button Shy reprint campaign. That is the last one we have for today. Whew. A lot of great stuff out there. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news or you think I'd like to feature on a show, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2023 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.